Okay, so, yeah, Rashi. So Eloi you did?
So Eloi we did.
Okay, Mishumai?
Perhaps not.
Okay, Rashi Mishumai. Aside from Kufes and Mabes, Rashi Damascus Mishumai. It's about 10 lines up. 9 lines up. Esa told him in the Ovasus. The more I want to know, and what is the Malach of Mesaseis, which is the smoothing off of the stone, what Malach is it? The word means Machlokes in Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's Altzbone or Altzmachal Patish. So Rashi says, what's the Machal Patish? It doesn't seem to be that the process of smoothing it has different steps, you know, so you smooth area A, area B, so where's the Machal Patish? Machal Patish seems to be, or at least could be understood, to be much further along in the process. It has to be the end process, total. It has to be the last point in the process. And over here, there's a lot of last points. So Rashi says, because of this kasha, that in the Mesaseis process, which was you would smooth off certain areas, where you put this act of chiseling in, you're not going to chisel again. So each area has its own, each layer, let's say, or as you go work down that stone, that's its makor patish, and that point, even though there's more to be done further down the stone, at that point there's makor patish. So you have the lul, and you make a hole in it. Shall eight, so it's made out of wood. The sosum, it's closed on all sides. Manakor, then you make a hole. Sheitz a hareya, shall tsoya, that the soya which is gathering inside, this smell should come out. Well, yasik lu, and it shouldn't build up inside there, and that won't be healthy. So it's either boina or makapatish. What's makapatish? Makapatish, shehi, kamar melechas alul. That's the last thing you do when you build a lul, is you make the hole. Chomidish dehu gamar melecha, chayim shemakapatish. Whatever is the last stage is a makapatish, karmina perikal gadol. Then ayol shupsa bekapina demora. What is that? Shupsa is yesek katan, it's a small little sliver of wood. So you have a hole in the head of the shovel or the head of the axe, whatever. Well, here it's referring to a shovel specifically, and in the metal part, you stick in the wooden handle, and it should be tight. You wedge in this little after it's in. You wedge in this little piece of wood to make it tight. Keep it tight. Shouldn't come out. Current koinol. So kapinos who charish barisha hamar. That's the hole in the head of the shovel. Mar is balaz is pusher. So you stick on a little piece of wood. That's either that's going to be boina or makav patish. So Tosha just points out that. We saw in Masechtas Beya in Binyan Bekelim, we discussed over there in Beya the more means Mechloikis, Besham Besilo, Besilo says Ein Binyan Bekelim, Melacha Bana doesn't apply to Kelim. So you'll tell me, but the case of the Mesaseis, it's in the ground, and you're knocking off the stone, so it's called Baina. You're talking about a lul, which is made to sit on the karka, it's attached, you put it in the ground. But the case of the shovel, and Ben Mikhailim, Sakam Rab Sayyachal, it's Baina. So Tosha says, that's even the Menorah Beis Hillel, which holds in Binyan Bekelim, agrees if you do a full act of building something from, it's called the Melacha Bina. He is referring to something which is made to go on and to go off. So, by Karka, that might be considered Binyan, whereas by Kelim, it would not be considered Binyan.
So, we have many things these days that are assembled in such a way as they're designed to be disassembled. You may not disassemble them frequently at all, but they're designed to be disassembled.
If the designer is assembled, but you put them together tight, and the normal derech is to leave them there as such, even though theoretically you could take them apart. So we had before in the end of the third parak, we had the case over there of the menorah shel chuyus, the menorah made out of different pieces which you screw in together, and it seemed to be that it's possible it has been burned on it. We also had the case of the kana shel siyodin, the whitewashers brush which had segments which you would add on and take off. Mr. Morris seemed to say that it's possible to have a din burn on it. So this is sort of, you know, brings in those gemoras again. Then Morris says, so why do you need to tell me all three? So you told me misaseis of the stones, the lul, the hole in the lul, and the shufs of the kapit of the mora. Morris said, you have to tell me all three. So Gresham, misaseis there, pinyin bekach, and misaseis, it's normal to, it's part of the building process, making the stones smooth. So Rav said, burn them. So I need to tell me the case of the lul. Tell me the case of the lul. Ishun Rahov Bursal Nekabalul, I would say the Dhamma Binyan, Dafa Binyan about him, Oisim the Kovim, La'aver, you're building your houses, part of the process is making openings. Kidakamer. Ba'avdi Lavira Khurim Bikalinus. You make for air, you make these holes in the windows that air and light should be coming in. So over here you're making a hole that the smell should be going out, but it's there to make holes. That's true. That's true, but the more saying that there is an argument, on the other hand, though, that the fact that the idea of making holes and having holes in something is part of the way of building something, is having holes in them. So, whereas the shufs is a whole different thing. So just tell me the case of shufs. So, then Rav says, burn over there, and you'll figure out Kabbalah comment everywhere else. He'd mean a Behoah, Bishuv. So the Mor says, yeah, but I would make a mistake in Shmuel. Behoah, come Shmuel, the Yasuve, Mishum, burn a Lomichai, the La Binyan Hu. I would think Shmuel only said by the case of the little wedge in the shovel, that's Makab Hathis. It's not burn. But Shmuel would agree, by the case of the Tarnagol, Nekav, that it is burn. You could be chayav als boina, so that's why I need to tell you all three cases. Okay. Boy minay Rav Nosson Bar Ushi, reckon the Gemara. Four lines on the bottom. Boy minay Rav Nosson Bar Ushi, Rimi Rabbi Yerchan, Mesasis, Mishumai Mechayev, Tzach Lebe Yode, Mishumaka Patish. So Rabbi Yerchan made a motion of a person banging with a patish, so that, Rosh says he would hit with his fist onto his palm, so that indicated Makab Patish. I Bohanatan, we said in the Mishnah Hamasases Bahamakab Patish. We have in the Mishnah Masases is one thing, and Makab Patish is another thing. So sounds like it's two separate things. So my answer is Emo Hamasases Hamakab Patish. Hamasases, which is Makab Patish. Toshma, Akadeh Kol Shehu Chayiv. So a person drills a hole to Rashi says the difference between lashon of kedeach and lashon of making hamanakev. Manakev means you make the hole that you want to leave as a hole, as an opening. Hakedeach means you want to drill something which you're going to then put a screw into. You're going to fill it up. So yichayev kolshu is chayev. So bisham le rav mechzi command the chorcher. So the binyonos, you're making a hole to be used as part of the binyan process. But el the shmuel lag marmalachu. By definition, the next day is then you screw the screw in. So it's not finished yet. So how can you call it makor patish? Whereas hachamaskinan the baze berams of the parcel, b'shavke begave tanagur malacha. The kedeach wasn't you drilled the hole and then you put afterwards the screw in. You banged in a nail. So the hole and the filling of the hole come simultaneously. So therefore, that would be considered there, that's possible to call that Gemar Malach. So, Rashi.
Okay, but that leaves the making a hole in order to put in a peg or a screw or anything else uncovered.
Correct. It will not be conditional, will not be chayiv. And that's not Burna, because it's not called Burna in the Kaili, wherever it is. And it's not Makor Patish. Now, Pasha Shmuel would agree. Doing that into a wall could be considered by now.
Even if it doesn't go all the way through?
Even if it doesn't. If I'm making a hole to then put a screw in afterwards to hold the picture, but I need I want to have hooks in my house. I'm building, so that's part of the binyan process is putting hooks in. So I'm making a hole to put it, that's also part of the binyan process. He banged his fist against his palm of his hand. Looking like Makor Patish. But the Mishnah says him separately. Which is Chayiv, is Chayiv because Mishu Makor Patish Chayiv, the Kolshu. Is Chayiv as Makor Patish. A massage which is chai because of Makor Patish is chai because shu. Hakadeach kol kadeach amanas malisu. The loss of the makadeach means you're making a hole to use it to fill up. This guy by Yosef to put in a spike. Mishalol the malis is kari noikev. If you plan to leave it as a hole, you call it, the language is noikev. Visham the rab domer nekev havi binyan. So a hole is considered binyan. Hainami binyan hava. This is also called binyan. Kolshu, even though it's a kolshu, but bishem yimaleno, you know, you're going to fill up afterwards. It's not finished yet. Very horrible binyan shekdeach achor, but you further the process of binyan. You have a hole to use now. So a person is chorcharsa, he makes a hole. Shekdeach achor makes a hole. Elashmul der menoik of lav binyan who, so making a hole is not considered binyan. That's the last stage. You have a holder, and that's it. That was shoymer the least time, but you're planning to put a screw in afterwards. Lav gmar malachu. It's not the last stage. Whereas the baze berams of the parzel, b'masam oruch shel parzel, a long nail made out of iron, yeshavki begave, and he leaves it inside. The Gishon says litlois ba to hang things on it, etc. So that's considered the Gemar Malacha because it's the stage of making the hole and filling it up. Kamba Basavas.
It's just it's a printer's error that we have with Lushba.
Yeah. So that cloud. So Mishnah said a rule, whatever's considered, he makes a Malacha, Malata Miskayemis, B'Shabas is Chayiv. Versus Lasuye Mai, Lasuye the Chok Kapiza Bekava. That's a Grashi. The Chok Kapiza Bekava. Begolim Golu, you have a large piece of unfinished wood. Haroy Lochok Boykav, which you could then dig out of you can make it into a keli, which can hold the whole kav. So you would chisel out from the inside of the wood. A kav's worth of space, and chokak shloshalugim, and he was only chokik three lugin, which is a half of a kav, there's six lugin in a kav. Rabbi Shah also to Hosef, even though he's planning to go further, Yeshu Mekayim Kain, some people will stop, they leave it as a thick walled keli as such. So the Mishnah's language was, prison doesn't malacha. Malacha miskayem is b'shabbat, and something which can last, it can be kept as such. So like Rashi pointed out the Mishnah, the miskayem means some people will hold it there, they'll be, keep it as such. So this over here also, even though he's planning to go further, but since he's, if some people would stop there, he'd be chayv. It's called, he made a kli. So Shemuel said, person would bang the hammer itself onto the anvil. It's also masakim malacha. So much as Michael, but what's he doing? He's banging a hammer on an anvil. He's not doing anything. Whereas he would remove the item and just bang the hammer itself on the anvil. What's he doing? So Rabbi Yosef, the mitzvayu b'neshim amen es yodri. That what he's gaining is, he's training, he's practicing, he's giving some practice strokes. The Morris says, Koshaba b'nei rechava. So b'nei rechava had difficulty with this shot. So elamayato, so he told me that's true. Chaza umnosa b'shabata b'gomer. Person watches somebody, a plumber, doing a procedure, and he stands there and he memorizes how to do the procedure. So he learned how to do something, but learning how to do something is not called a malacha. So practicing, learning how to give a good bang is not called a malacha. So what's he doing? Elabai v'rova, dami tavai, also bai v'rova, which is the next generation of Amoroyim. They responded to this question, and they said, "Shekem rather they tase mishkan oisin kain." The people who would bang out to take the metal, which was used in the mishkan, they had to bang out very thin to make it into very very thin, and they would cut very thin strips to use as part of the thread. So they had to get very thin to be able to use it as part of the thread. So there was a concern that if the head of the hammer wasn't perfectly smooth, it might rip through the metal. So every once in a while, after banging so many times on the metal, leaving potentially the head of the hammer becoming a little misshapen, they bang the hammer itself against the anvil to flatten out the head of the hammer that shouldn't damage the metal that they're working with. Tanya Nami Hochi, Tosefta, Meshimon Gamil, Omer, Afamaka, Purnus, Allah said, Meshas Malacha, Chayv, Shekem, Rada, they tell us in Mishkan, Oysen, Kem, because that's what they used to do in the Mishkan. So that's part of the process of being able to work with this metal is by is fixing the hammer, the hammerhead.
But so there, the banging of the hammer is for the hammer.
No, it's for the process of making the metal. Since it's part of the process, they would do it. Rashi said they would do it three bangs on the metal and one bang on the hammer. That was standard. So it becomes part of the process. Right.
But they could do that through a different manner, just as easily or more easily than they might do it that way. The banging is, there's no function of the banging itself. It's the result of the banging to what it does to the hammer.
That's true. But now, Shmuel says, but now that this is what they used, this is the normal way to do it. So this becomes part of the burner process. So he holds, a person would have done three bangs on the metal before Shabbos, and he does the fourth one of the hammer onto the anvil itself. That's also going to be chayv, because that's part of the process of burning.
Right, it's a tikkun.
Right, and that's, he's being mechayv. So that's, since it's a necessary part of the process of burning, it also can be chayv. Okay, see Rashi.
In a sense, it's not that different from a satya.
From a
satet with the evan, right? You're smoothing one, you're smoothing the other.
Yeah, but what Rosh Hashanah is saying is, you're not chayav for fixing the hammer. That's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is for part of the boner process. Whereas the evan was the final result of what you wanted.
Fixing is so what is fixing going on?
Well, that's no. Well, or could be zanchayev. Love that it's considered. It's Rashi. Ma'amin yadoy yadam margilam umachavdam lahakol haruya lemalacha machak gadol machak katana. See, he's practicing stronger strokes, lighter strokes. Sometimes you have to hit more lightly, etc. So he was practicing. So they said, "Well, it's a practice. You're learning. So you're learning to be better at banging. That's what malacha is. That exactly." Maradi tasi mishkan litzipui krashim. They would bang out the metal to, which is used now to cover, to layer it onto the krashim. Asin ken they're making gimel alatas. They would bang three times on the metal. Rachazala said it one time on the anvil, the hachlika curtis to smooth off the head of the hammer. Shlo yibakeya hatas shehudak. It shouldn't rip through the tas. Should be perfectly smooth. It shouldn't rip through the tas, which is very thin. I saw that the people who would work with coins here where Rashi lived, they would do that. Okay. We don't pass him Shem Lil. It's a Kiddush. In general, there's a rule. Whenever we have Shem Lil, we should say no halacha kamoisa. With three exceptions. And the more doesn't bring that anybody that, you know, that means not to pass like Shem Lil. We have the klal that Rabbi Yochanan says. They always pass like Shem Lil. We don't pass like Shem Lil on this. That's why. I'm sorry. I think the Rambam does pass it, it looks like. Oh, the Rambam does pass it. Okay. So the Mishnah, Karash Kol Shehu, person who plows a Kol Shehu. Hamanachesh, person why is my mind... Nachish is a form of weeding. A makarsem is the person is taking off branch, is pruning. Hamazarin is taking off fresh, well, makarsem is pruning off dead branches, and mazarin is pruning off live branches. Kolshu is chai. Those are chai and kolshu. Hamalakad eats, a person gathers wood. Im lasakin, if the purpose of gathering the wood is he's taking the, so he breaking them off of the tree. So it's kol shehu. He's taking the tree. The shear is kol shehu. In the hesek, if you're gathering it for firewood, kilavasha be'akala. The amount to be chayav for is the amount you need to cook a gerges's worth of a chicken egg. Hamalakat a sabim. Person's gathering grass. In the stocking, if it's to fix up the area. If it's for an animal, you said the amount you feed into a gadi, that's the amount that he'll be chayv. Rashi. And Makarsim curses enough from Yaveshim in Elon Lasakna. He's pruning off dead branches. Mazarit is Mazarit and Lachin. Chadashim Shoshana Zul, that's the new branches. Hamashain Merubim, sometimes there are too many. Machishim and Elon, they would weaken the tree. Misiavshin would cause the tree to dry out. They cut off the abundance and branches. Misakin as a ilan, as a karko, the cuts up in a mechuber. The person is facing the tree or the karko around, and he's cutting it off from the where it's attached. So the shear is bakal shahu. If it's for the use of the wood, the shear is a different shear. Be'akal is amount to be able to use to cook a be'akal. Kigregris. The amount of a gergis, the amount of what you would need to cook a gergis is worth of a chicken's egg, of shekel hilavasha mikolabein, which is the easiest one to cook.
So it sounds like, unless I missed it, collecting branches in order to discard them is not covered by this mission.
collecting branches to get them off the tree.
To discard them, already they're fallen.
You have no purpose to use them,
yeah,
right?
To discard.
Could be a chayav al chareish, because you're making the ground better to work with now.
Okay, but this mission hasn't.
Right.
Taking them off the tree to discard would be a problem if it's for the betterment of the tree.
Well, that can be either chayiv for the betterment of the tree, it could be chayiv because of using your gathering to use the item. And if you have both intentions, as we had before, and I did give him a beijer chayiv for twice.
Well,
it's something discard idea. It's a discard, it's a tikkun on the tree, so it's told of zareya, which is some way of making something grow. And if it's to use it, it's a told of kurtzer, which is the taking an item off to use it. And if you have both intentions, and versus you chayiv twice. Yeah. Something more than my chosi. So this charish kolshehu, what can you do with a kolshehu? You make a little thing. What does that mean? Versus chosi, the bizar, the kara, it's roy for one seed of a gourd. Where says the Kawasa Gabi Mishkan, where do you have such a shear in the Mishkan? Shekain Roy Leklach Echot Shal Samonim. Sometimes they would plant just one stalk's worth of one seed's worth of this Samonim, whatever Samonim they were using to make things. This is the Karasak Rashi, the Zoya of the Secha, Nimo Shal Blas, a gourd's seed. Abagab the Shinil, if it saw Zera, the Luyim Shnaim. We said the shear for it saw. Because you would take out two seeds to be chayiv, because there was, you would plant two at a time, not one at a time. Shein onam terech benim achas. Person wouldn't go through the tirch of planting with just one seed. Tani milihud saw lechimapik tarti, chimapik tarti mapik kiadori. When you take it out, you're going ready. Usually to be taken, not you wouldn't take one at a time. You would take two at a time. Shein azrei achas levada. You don't just plant one at a time. But making the holes, each hole is a separate process. So if he's doing that, so he would take two at a time. Wouldn't take one at a time. Why should he do that? But digging each hole was done separately. So each hole is its own key. So the Gemara. Hamanachesh, Hamakarsim, Hamazareid, Tenarbanat Telesh, Olshin. Person is. Removing a grass called olshin, which is interesting because you have olshin as one of the types of mortar. Some people translate it as endives. I don't know too much about endives, but it apparently grows like a grass. Hamazar is another person who's taking off these new branches which are growing. Imachila, if you're planning to eat them. Because you could eat these things, so kigurgis. The shir would be the shechia would be he's doing it for the purpose of achilas. We saw General Michael and Yonim. The shir was a kigurgis. Ima behema, you're planning to feed it to the animal. The shir is kibbutz piagadi. Ima hesek, if you're planning to use it as fuel for the fire, kenabasha beakal. In the opposite of the character, if your intention is just to make the ground better for planting, etc., then kolshul. The shir is kolshul. But isn't that true by all of these other intentions? But there is a tikkun on the karka which is taking place. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Agam Shonu, you're out in an Agam. So Rashi says the Agam has the advantage that you have no need for it to get better. So it's not going to be chai. Agam is like a marsh. The point was, it was public. It wasn't his own area which he was using. Agam is like a meadow, So it's not a place you're planting. It's a place you're planting. So we say there's a tikkun in the karka, to be able to plant. It's going to grow better, etc. It's an agam. It's just a meadow. Samura says. buyer my field of him of a sarim, it's a plant, it's a field which you're planning to plant. Love agam. It's not an agam. He has no intention to use it for the purpose of making the ground better. Or it says, one second, Abaya, Baraba, Damar Tabaya, Mother Shim, Bipsik Reshe, Below Yamas. So, the head is not the Rashan of that's not why you're doing it. Well, we're Shim in this murder, but a case of the Bipsik Reshe, that it's going to create this tikkun, you're doing it in a field where you're going to plant. And it is better to plant now, so how can it not be Chayiv? Bipsik Reshe. So, more answers, Mother Shim. So, my answer is he's doing it in somebody else's field.
So, is this the first time we've seen secretion mentioned?
I'm sorry?
Is this the first time we've seen secretion mentioned?
No, we had it before. Maybe you weren't here that day. We had it before in the Klal Gadol. More by the case over there with the Chalazin, banging it, causing to kill it. Or raise a question. You're not chayav al killing it, but the mice you're killing it can't get the liquid out without killing it. The Mor says, but that's not its kavanah. The Mor says, yeah, but it's a secretion that's going to die. Right? Does that sound familiar now? Okay. All shit is acer's current and krishbal type of a grass. Zerodin is min konin. Haim, it's a type of a cane which grows, like a wood which grows. Bodim rachim, when they're still soft, it's a type of like a branch which comes out of the tree. So when it is still soft, mzerdin or some lemaichel adam, you can use them for food. These kashrim, if they harden a little bit, they're so roin lemaichel behema. You can do it to feed an animal. However, yoshev, they became fully hardened, so they can't feed an animal with it, except for maybe a panda bear. So omdin lahasaka, use it as firewood. Whereas al tekula lo, the opposite of the karka. Then orika karka misyapa me'ela, but the karka is getting better. Whether that's your intent or not. So Morris says, but agam shen tzarkli yapas, there's no tikkun taking place in the agam because you're not planting the plant there. So Morris says, it buys it even in an asada. Morris says, it's secretion. But arad achavre lo ichbis le liyapas. So Rashi seems to be reading that Psikresha, even though Psikresha is Chayiv, but Psikresha, the Lord Ichbis, he has no interest in it. It does not benefit him. It just happens to happen that somebody else's son, he needs the wood for ABC, but the fact that there's a tikkun on the karka is irrelevant to him. Rashi seems to be saying in that case would be Potter. So Kivager, the Yonashas, he tells you to look back at Rashi and Ein Hayim and Olive, and Mitzarchi and Tzas. Now Rashi and Ein Hayim and Olive, by the case of the Chalazin, Rashi seems to say the exact opposite, and why it's on Mitzarchi and Tzas is what is interesting. The Mor says, why are you chai for killing it? The Mor says, you don't want to kill it. I said, yeah, but you're killing it. So my answer is that you really prefer that it stays alive, because when it's alive, the blood is better. So Rashi says, Tvei nichalei, shonam, dam chai, tvei me dam meme, is vikim ish nichol atzim, is kaim v'terech, l'shem ish lo yomis b'yad, he wants it not to die. Filum meis, ein kan ele misasik, it's not what his intent is. Chimera b'shimen, b'mina dole ichbiz lei, im misrami. Rav Shimon holds that you're chayiv in a case where he doesn't care. He had no intent for it. So Rav Shimon says, but the Maya says, if he doesn't mind it happening, he's chayiv. So lich mizlei is chayiv. Right here, Rashi telling me lich mizlei is potter. Now, creates the tzarchi and ksatz. It's a little bit looking into. It sounds like it created and it holds a major kasha. It seems to be that it's a major kasha. Tais over here says, fascinating, that the p'tur of Ba'ar the Chavri is because it's Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. He's taking out wood to get wood. Meanwhile, the ground is getting better. That's true, but he couldn't care less. That's not what he's doing it for. He's doing it to get the wood. Mm-hmm. So, the tikkun, which is in the character, is Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. the Pandora's box that Tosfos opens up is the every case of segregation the chur is so. It's the same as coming. He's doing it for purpose A, and purpose B is happening automatically. It's happening. Meanwhile, but he's not becoming for that. Now it happens to be that the B is a malacha, and B is vada going to happen. That's not why you're doing it. The reason why you're doing it is for A. So every davar sheni miskaven, which is psikreisha, which Rosh Hashanah says is chayiv, should be malacha shenis yilagum, which Rosh Hashanah holds his potter. So if Tosfos is right, how can Rosh Hashanah ever be murdered by psikreisha, lo yomus, by Shabbos? Those malacha shenis yilagufa. So it's a good kasha, right? But there are maybe other roots, but Tosfos seems to open up a Pandora's box. Okay. That's the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos before that, Tosfos does raise discusses this idea of psikreisha brings from the Oruch, that psikreisha lo nichale. Which means you don't specifically want it. Not so that you are misnaget to it, means you don't specifically want it. That's called secretion of the Lord Nichole, part of the Oruch, is potter. That's this Gemara. This Gemara is introducing the idea of secretion, but Lord Nichole is potter. So he says. Right. So you're not, and it's not somebody that you're necessarily interested in benefiting either.
Your field
would be secret of the Nicholas. Right. So that's how he understands this Gemara, which is the answer which for Dragon Pashas means in Rashi.